New coronavirus infections in Springfield, Massachusetts have risen for four consecutive weeks. The 119 new COVID-19 cases confirmed in Springfield residents during the week of July 18th was an 86% increase from the prior week. Public health officials continue efforts to increase the city's vaccination rate, which at 42% continues to lag the 61% of Massachusetts residents age 12 and older who are fully vaccinated. On Saturday afternoon at Magazine Park in the city's McKnight neighborhood, there will be a festival with food trucks, music, a talent show, and free COVID-19 vaccinations on site. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton Harris about the rising case counts and efforts to inoculate more of the city's population.
Well, I believe the increase has to do with three factors. One is the low vaccination rate in the city of Springfield. Two is the misinformation that is out there as it relates to the vaccine. And third, there is a younger population that is fueling this latest surge. So those three factors together account for the increase in our cases.
Let's talk about the vaccination efforts. You said there's misinformation out there that needs to be countered. What's being done to counter it?
Currently, we have a peer-to-peer group who are going door-to-door talking to our residents, particularly our young people. We will be doing the vaccination celebration event at Magazine Park this Saturday, and so we'll be passing out education and information at all of our vaccination clinics that we do throughout the week. We give information to our residents. So our goal really is to get that credible information out there, hopefully by voices that the community trusts. So we are working to try to counter, but the social media presence, as far as the misinformation is concerned, is pervasive. We are also using our social media platform to put out information.
Have you been successful through these localized, these direct efforts? I know there was the basketball tournament that was at Forest Park, where you also were offering vaccinations. You mentioned the event coming up this weekend at Magazine Park. Are those kinds of events working? Are you reaching a good number of the younger demographic to get them vaccinated?
The events are working, and not just in the vaccination area, but in the information area. So we are celebrating when we get six young people who want to be vaccinated. We celebrate when we have 11, 12 that we had this weekend with the Big Y. So I think we're making baby steps, we're making strides. Some events are more successful than others. But we believe if we keep the message out there that vaccinations are important, that those who are hesitant will want to get vaccinated. In addition, we are giving $25 gift certificates to individuals who get vaccinated. So that is an incentive that we hope will have an impact.
We're just a few weeks now away from school starting back up. What's the latest on the efforts to vaccinate eligible school children in Springfield?
Springfield Public Schools are doing an excellent job of trying to reach parents to make sure we have the permission slips to be able to vaccinate. So that's the first thing. Parents must send in the permission slip. The effort is going well with Springfield Public Schools summer. We will ramp up the effort in the fall, obviously, with more information. But the nursing staff and the superintendent are working diligently to try to get as many young people vaccinated as we can.